All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We back in the building another week, bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment. And right now I got my man, Mr. William Graves, on the line with us. And we just getting into some topics here. So I told you it was going to be a short break. So we're just going to, you know, get right back into things. And continue the conversation here on the number one sports talk show there is out there. And you know what? I don't care about what type of views you or anybody else got. Just, hey, you want the smoke? Bring the smoke.
Exactly.
I'm not issuing any challenges here, because that would not be a good thing. I'm just going to be realistic with you. Do not challenge us, whoever you are. It doesn't even matter. You can be.
Debo, no, please come challenge us.
And I know a lot of people, right? We've been doing this a while, so. You know, we're friends with a lot of people, and we're not going after them. But I'm just telling you now.
I'm actually issuing a challenge to one Colin Cowherd. Come on to the show, man. Let's talk.
You know what? Wouldn't that be something if we just reached out to him and his people and said, hey, we're just a little small, you know, independent type of network here, and we would like to, you know, get you on the show to just talk some sports and talk some football. How would you like that, Mr. Cowherd? I'm telling you right now, this man been getting paid millions of dollars a year for a very long time to just
millions. No, Debo.
What? Yeah, he's dude. No, the for guy, real.
The guy makes about 20 to 30 million a year.
Well, that's what I mean. Millions. I'm not talking like 1 or 2 million. Mm-hmm. I know what he.
Oh, okay.
I know what he make per year to do what he do. But hey, I mean, he's got a live stream. He got a show that's broadcasted. And he does, the podcast deal. I mean, dude is, he's got some sources, but shoot, we got sources. They ain't y'all sources. I mean, but we got them. We don't need them, but we got them. Actually, we got two sources, folks. Two sources. You want to know who they are? One is Nicholas Lane, Rat Pack Sports Show NBA Insider, and the other one is called Boss Hog. That's it.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. He makes $6 million per year.
Hey, that's still. It's still a nice chunk of money to be wrong all the time. I mean, that's all we're saying. That's all we saying, you know.
Man, just give us one of his contracts just one time, and we'd be set for life.
You know what? Give me half of what he make per year, and just let us split that three amongst us four. I think it's six of us, and you know what?
Well, I mean, well, let's see. There's you.
Yep.
There's Nikki Buckets.
Yep.
There's Sean Naylor.
Yep.
There's Carlton Cook.
Yep. Tara.
I think if we called Tara up and said, Tara.
Oh, she'll
we'll
do it.
We'll give you $1 million to come back on.
Yeah.
She would do it. And then there's me.
Yeah.
So, look. 30 million. I'm going to guess that's what his contract was. Just for that. That doesn't include the endorsements.
You think he got endorsements?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's, I have no doubts. But, no. You take his little $30 million and you divide it six ways. That's $5 million apiece. Shoot. We'd all be set for life. Because, let's face it, we're all living off of less than that now. So, yeah. I'd be good. I'd be just fine with that.
Yeah, we all would, man. And people would be like, man, we know nothing of these guys, but they're so good. And you know, we wouldn't even have to utilize, hey, this week we're gonna have so and so on the show. You know, a lot of these podcasts, and you know, we listen to them. William listened to a lot of them. I listen to a lot of them. You know, Boss Hall, Nicholas. We listen to a lot of these, you know, these people. You know, they munch off of other people. This week, tune in. We're going to have so-and-so on the show. Or next week, this week, tune in. We're going to have this person on the show. You're not talking nothing. The person you got on the show doing all the talking, they're providing all the good information. And you look good because you was able to get a former athlete on the show or a, you know, current athlete on the show. Listen, we've done that a few times. We've had some good, nice local names on the show. I've had, I don't know how many people remember, this guy way back, Ronald Agers. He was a NBA. He actually did work within the NBA. I want to say he was maybe like a columnist or something like that. We had on the show a few times. I probably could, you know, we've had Big Nasty. Everybody in the Bucks world know who Big Nasty is. We've had him on the show.
Yes.
Matter
of fact, speaking of Big Nasty, happy birthday, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I know Big Man, is doing a little bit better. He was going through some little bit of, I don't want to say problems, but taking care of some stuff. And, you know, so wish him, you know, speedy recovery and happy birthday. We've also had, I don't know, anybody remember this guy by the name of, Greg White, Styles White, former, defensive end for the Buccaneers under the Raheem Morris years. Yep. We've had that guy on. Yep. I could call, you know, me and him cool. I'm not going to say we boys, but we cool with each other.
I still talk to him. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Actually, me and him, you know, we speak quite a bit on Facebook, talking football and whatnot. Yeah. He lives here in St. Pete. I mean, I've seen dude a few times going to places, you know, riding through, you know, his neighborhood. And hit him up on Facebook one day because I seen him walking. And I was like, dude, was that you? I just saw somebody that I think was you walking down this sidewalk in this neighborhood. Was that you? He was like, yeah, that's me, man. He was like, you should have stopped and turned around, man, and said, what's up? I was like, dude, I think I was, you know, doing like Uber Eats or something like that, delivering food. And I was like, man, yeah. I couldn't stop. I had to deliver, you know, some food. But, you know, if everybody know, I'm into like cycling and stuff like that. So, you know, he actually invited me out to join him. Or he said, hey, next time you're out cycling, hit me up. And because I got a road bike too. And so I haven't hit him up yet, but maybe I will here in a few. But it is hot right now. It is hot.
Oh yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I know. I noticed you. you haven't been posting your cycling. Your little cycling videos or pictures, and I was like, Debo must be taking a break from his little 50
mile.
Well,
no, actually, I the last few weeks, man, I've been in and out of town, so I haven't ridden in the last couple weeks. I haven't rode that much. I did ride last weekend. I rode last weekend, and that was one of the biggest mistakes that I made because I left the house too late. And when I say too late, is because most of my rides I do are about in between 25 and 40 miles on average at one time. So I got to block off probably about at least three hours. I could do it quicker than that, but at most 40 miles, that's about two and a half, 3 hours, depending on, you know, what pace I'm moving at. Mm-hmm. Well, in Florida, you know, or anywhere, the hottest part of any day anywhere in the country is between 1 and 3 p.m. So,
yes.
My ride, you know, going to my destination that I wanted to get to turn around and come back to complete my mileage that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I got there fine. I felt good. I was, you know, yeah, I was sweating because it was hot and I was working a little bit, but I felt good. I even, you know, texted my wife, told her how far I went, and she was like, "Don't pass out, don't fall out." And I was like, "Man, I'm good right now. I'm good. I was good. I wasn't really tired. I wasn't like fatigued. My muscles weren't fatigued. Cardio wise, mm-hmm. I felt good. And normally I would stop and take like a little small break, maybe like, you know, 15 or maybe like 30 minutes just to, you know, kind of get off my feet, relax a little bit before I turn around and head back. Well, doing that put me at about 1 o'clock because I started my ride at about 10:30, got to my destination in about an hour and like 15 minutes, which is about, I want to say, actually it was shorter than that because it was like 17 miles. So Yeah. 17 miles, about an hour and 15 minutes. So that put me at like 11:30, 11:45. And then I sat down for maybe like 30 minutes, cooled off, hydrated a little bit. And then by the time I got back on the bike to go back to my where I parked my car at, it's like, you know, 12:30. Yeah, it's like 12:30 at that point. Well, now that's putting me at the in the 1 to 3 o'clock range. And dude, mm-hmm. man, My little, I got a bike computer. I have a bike computer on my bike that, you know, registers all my miles and how many calories I'm burning and, you know, if I'm on the hill, what's the incline percentage, what's the decline percentage, all that. I mean, it's a, it's the real deal. So it also displays the, I think it's the feel-like temperature, because there's no way that, maybe it was, but the feel-like temperature that I was getting on my little bike computer was like 107. And, dude, when I tell you, I made it about, just put it like this, I almost didn't make it back to my car. That's how fast that sun zapped all the energy out of me. And I was struggling getting back to the car. I had to stop. I stopped at a store to rehydrate, to get more liquids, more fluids, electrolytes in me. I had a couple little energy bars, so I ate one of those. Went through the Gatorade, or like it wasn't nothing. Rode a little bit more, freaking stopped again. I freaking about fell off my bike because I got the clip-in shoes for the pedals. So I'm going up this incline, and I'm trying to slow down and come to a stop. And I almost forgot to unclip my shoes out of the freaking pedals while I was getting off, and nearly fell. I didn't drop the bike. I fell on the ground, but the bike didn't fall. Which I was like, okay, maybe I need to take another break. So I sat down against the tree for about like 15 minutes. I'm like, man, I am dying out here.
Man.
Now, everybody that I know that I know that bike, I texted after that, and I was like, man, I think I just realized that right now at this stage, I can't leave the house and bike at no later than, for the amount of time that I do my bike rides, I can't leave the house at 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning and bike into the afternoon. It's just too hot. It's just too hot. So nah, I've made the decision.
I was thinking like a 9 a.m. start or something. I mean,
well, yeah, like 9 a.m. and then be done by like 11:30, 12 o'clock. That's good. But a lot of people that I've been talking to, my cousin, he usually bikes with me. I got another couple dudes that bike with me. And then I know a whole group of people that's like been biking for a long time. And all of them say, dude, if you're going to ride like that, you need to be out the house at maybe like 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. That way, no matter how far you ride, you can do it in about 4 hours round trip and be back done by 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm like, man, that's until it cool off, I'm not biking. What? Now I'm saying this on the show, and then what? You gonna see my Facebook page on Saturday, because that's your normally when I do my longer rides on Saturday, and I'll be posting leaving the house at freaking 11 a.m. again. But I'm not. and I wasn't even really in an area where, I mean, it's hot, but you know, I was on the trail, so there's a lot of shaded areas. There's a lot of, you know, trees and stuff that could cover over the top of the trail. So it wasn't like I was just biking on the roadway or something, and it's just, you know, 200 degrees biking on the freaking blacktop. Right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. So I'm like, man, geez. And normally I do pretty good. Like, I drink fluids all the time. I'm always hydrated, and you know, most of the time when I'm biking, I normally leave by that time, 9:30, 10, 10:30. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll wait till the afternoon, leave about, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, go out, do what I need to do, and then come back. But that day, last Saturday, but it was something different about that heat. Like,
that's that Florida heat.
Well, I don't mind the Florida heat, bro. I mean, I've lived here all my life, so it ain't nothing that I'm not used to.
Yeah, but every once in a while that humidity and everything it hits different.
It got me, and I was just like, oh no, I can't do this. I got like halfway to my car coming back, and I was just like looking at my little meter because it tells you how far you're going. So I knew I went 17 miles one way. So okay, mm-hmm. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, 23 miles in. I'm like, dang, man, I still got another 10 miles, and I'm dying.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the temperatures, what's it supposed to be like this weekend?
Man, I have no idea. Probably hot. I mean,
man,
all week long it's been in like the mid-90s, low to mid-90s the whole week.
Man.
And then, feel like temperatures has been, in the hundreds. I mean, it's been times where I got off of work and I turned my car on and my freaking temperature gauge in my car is like 102, 100, 103. Mm. I'm like, man, God, dog.
Well, because the reason I'm asking is because me, my niece, and my nephew, I'm actually bringing them down there, down to Orlando. My niece wants to go see a concert down there at Disney Springs, at the House of Blues, I think.
Was it the Jonas Boys?
And No.
House of Blues is pretty cool.
I believe they're called Chase Atlantic.
Chase, I never heard of them. What are they, like a pop, like a band, or?
Yeah, they're, I think they're a Korean pop band, is what I think they are.
Oh, okay.
But she like really likes them and everything and all that. So, we're
so
actually
you'll be in Orlando.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'll be in Orlando starting at like 5 o'clock Saturday, and we're leaving like 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. So, but no, the reason I was asking is because since we was going to be in Orlando, I kind of asked them. I said, "Hey, which theme park would you guys rather go to, Disney World or Universal Studios?" And yeah, they both said Universal. So Sunday, we're going to be hitting up Universal Studios and everything and all that. So, like, I'm trying to be a little on the prepared side and everything like that, because I'm not trying to, like, pass out or have any of them pass out or anything like that.
So, how long are you going to be there, for, like, the weekend?
We're going to be there, Five days altogether. We will land at like 5 o'clock Saturday night. We'll be there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and we leave out Wednesday. So grand total of, I guess, 4.5-5 days and everything like that. So, Yeah, should be a good time. You know, don't really get a chance to do a lot with them and everything. So, you know, this is kind of something for me and them to do and all that. If you ain't busy, like next Sunday or whatever.
Yeah, I might swing that way. Man, who you talking to? Sound like you was talking to like an automated message.
I was talking to Alexa.
I felt like that's who you was talking to because I heard it in the background and you say, yeah. Alexa giving you a hard time,
she likes to put her 2 cents worth in every once in a while.
Hey, you know when you having some conversations on the phone or something like that, and Alexa starts talking out of nowhere, dude. This happens sometimes when I'm at work because we got these iPhone tablets or iPad tablets, and we'll be in the truck talking, and next thing you know, Alexa starts talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, nobody even said, wake up, Alexa, or Alexa, do this. And Alexa just started talking out of nowhere. I'm like, nah, did Alexa listen to us?
Oh, yeah, Alexa listened. She listened. Like I said, she just started giving me all the information on Universal Studios in Florida.
Yeah.
She need to go back to sleep. She ain't nobody got time for her.
Yeah, it's getting a mind of its own, man. It's gonna be like Skynet around here.
Oh man, who are you telling? You know. By the way, speaking of that, so I saw something the other day, and I will tell you this right now. I will never, and I do mean never, have this done to me. But over in Japan, they are now testing surgically embedded cell phones.
Now, who would do that nonsense?
They are doing it now.
I understand.
Over there, there are people over there in Japan right now, and man, it is some of the freakiest stuff that you ever saw.
Why would you want to do that, though? I mean, I understand. Like me and you, we grew up. We're part of this, you know, big technology push, and all this and that. But, bro, some of this stuff, to me, just don't make any sense. Number one, it don't make sense. Why would you do this? Why would you do this? Because it looks cool? Because I guarantee you, in a few years, it ain't going to be so cool when other stuff start happening because you done implanted yourself with this computer chip to talk on a cell phone. Like, I could just pick my phone up and dial a number.
It's not only a computer
chip.
They got like this little thing sticking out of their wrist and all that. And I'm going to guess that that's where the actual phone part is, because this guy was just like swiping down. The screen illuminated on his arm. His arm was the physical buttons and all that. And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, gonna have people out here looking like RoboCop.
Yeah, I mean that's the plan. That is the plan. You gonna be out there looking like RoboCop?
No, ain't nobody gonna be out there looking. Not me. The day that's all cell phones go to, that's the day I give up cell phones. Look, Debo, I did not have my first cell phone till I was 17 and a half years old. I got along 17 years without it.
You older than me, right?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. How old are you?
42.
Shoot, I'm older than you.
You can't be older than me by that much.
Nah, I'm 44. You know, hey, this is the crazy thing here. And again, folks, this is Rat Pack Sports Show, and sometimes it's not about sports. But I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and we were talking about birthdays. And because his birthday, you know, is today. And, bro, I was literally having a hard time figuring out how old I am.
Man, what?
No.
Bro.
For real, man. Because, you know, my birthday, I don't really celebrate. It's not a big deal to me or anything like that. So it just come and go. And he's the same age. No, he just turned 41. So I thought me and him was closer in age. I thought I was maybe like a year or two older than him. So I'm sitting here debating, like, dude, am I 43 or am I 44? I don't really know. And I'm like, my sister, I'm trying to figure out what my sister is, because I know we 5 years apart, and then I'm 5 years apart from my youngest brother. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how old they, when, if they're, you know, if my sister's 49, then I'm 44. If my brother's got to be 38. Oh, no, 39. He'll be 40 next year. So, bro, I was having a hard time, man, and he just started laughing. He was like, dude. I said, bro, I really don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about, you know, how old I am. It just felt like a couple years ago I just turned 40. So years are just flying by. They're just flying by, man. Just like this show. Just, we're going on 9 years. 9 years doing this show. This year, if we were doing them in seasons, we'll be in season 9 right now. We started in 2013. I got the files on my computer to prove it, cause I back up everything. So we're going on 9 years here with the Rat Pack Sports Show, and that, you know, from where we started, we started, you know, pretty decent. We started the show. My uncle owned a little local radio station. They had their own antenna. You know, they had their own, like, station. So they were sending a radio signal out. And, bro, we was doing it. We started out, like, hitting the ground running. I'm like, shoot, man, this going to be nice. We already got a, you know, all this and that going on. We broadcasting. We're actually broadcasting out to, like, radio. We sending off a signal. And then that kind of, like, fell through. And then I was sitting around trying to figure out, all right, so I want to continue to do the show, but how am I going to do this? This is before we started the podcast. And I'm like, well, shoot. You know, for a lot of years, I recorded music. I got a, you know, whole music studio set up. At the time, I had a whole studio set up in my house, mixer board, microphones, all that. So I just started, you know, broadcasting out of here and then just uploading them as podcasts. And then, you know, some of my buddies, the original Rat Pack Sports Show, and then one of these days, I'm gonna get all those guys, you know, on the show. One of them actually wants to come back and start doing it and be a part of the show on a regular basis. And we're gonna have fun with that guy because he's a Dolphins fan. So, you know, but he wants to come back and be a regular on the show. And I was like, cool, man. Just let me know, you know, when, and we'll get everything set up so you could come on the show. So, again, once we get, you know, probably next week or the week after that. We're going to have him on the show, and he's one of the original members of the Rat Pack. And every year I put together this compilation of, like, our best segments from way back then. Best of Rat Pack Sports Show from back in, like, 2013 and through 15. And those are riots. And kind of like how we are when we get everybody, you know, right now, all on at once, and it's just like entertainment gold. Well, that's how we were. Now, when we were doing the Rat Pack Sports Show, then we was all doing this out of an actual radio studio, so we were sitting all in the same room. At a round table, everybody had microphones, and then I was sitting at the control board with my microphone running the boards. I mean, this was an actual radio station. So I was running the boards, and then they were sitting at the table, and it was legit. But that's how we were doing it then. We were all in the same room, so imagine us doing a show, right? Just, you know, just say we got lucky and, you know, somebody like Kyle Hurd, you know, came on the show and really liked what we got going on, and he went and talked to his people and said, we can get you guys, you know, X amount of times a week or whatnot to get your own show. And you got all us in the same room. Looking face to face with each other. I don't know if we'll be able to do a show. I really don't.
We would be able to do a show. It's probably not going to be all sports.
No, it wouldn't.
You know, but I mean, you know, and I mean, and you know what though, I'm actually just curious if the listeners, if they actually do enjoy, you know, when we kind of do go off the script, off of the sports stuff and talk about whatever. So I tell you what, listeners, you know what? Drop a comment. Send us a tweet. Send us an email. Let us know what you think about us actually not sticking to sports all the time. I'm really curious to see how you guys feel about that.
I think that'll be great. I think it's great.
Oh, I do too. And, you know, I mean, you know, we do try to keep it mostly sports, but you know what? When the conversation goes down a different path, you don't fight it. You know, you don't fight the current. You just kind of go down that path.
Yeah.
And you know, and I, like I said, I think it makes for some of the best shows that we've ever done. But yeah, listeners, drop a comment if you're listening right now. Send us a tweet. Send us an email. You know, just let us know what you think.
Yeah, that would be interesting, man. I mean, I know we get, you know, a lot of dialogue when we're doing the video chats and stuff like that. It'd be interesting to see. It'd be real interesting to see, you know, what people think. I think, personally, I think that, you know, it's all well and good. When we get on a move like that, man, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm 100% in agreement with you on that.
We might have laughed for like an hour straight. I know my face muscles was hurting, and my wife was trying to sleep. So I couldn't really laugh too loud because I didn't want to wake her up. So I was kind of like laughing under my breath a couple times when it got too crazy. I really couldn't I couldn't do none of that. But yeah, man, it's a riot, man. If we had a show where we can all meet in the studio, you know, a couple of days a week. I think if we had a show 5 days a week, I think two of those five shows, I don't believe we'll even talk sports. I think the way to promote our show would be it's sports with a lot of fun. Because that's basically what it is. It's just sports, you know, with a lot of fun and laughter.
I mean, honestly, yeah, there's a part of me that, you know, really thinks that maybe we should just go to calling it the Rat Pack Show.
Yeah, we could. I mean, that is quite possible.
I know that our bread and butter is talking sports and all that, but I mean, you know, the thing is that, I mean, over the last few years or whatever, I mean, we do get on to other topics.
Yeah, and everything. We do.
And you know, but I'm going to leave that decision up to you, Big Dog, because, I mean, well, you're the boss.
Well, I just kind of go, you know, wherever the Florida show take me. You know what me, man. I don't force topics. So if I do have a plan for a topic and the conversation go somewhere else, then we just gonna stay somewhere else. I'm not gonna force it back and say, "All right, now we gotta go back to the script. We gotta go back to the script because I had this wrote down and this we have to talk about this. That's why in the 9 years we've done this show, and the 7-8 years I've done it with you guys on the Rat Pack Sports Show Network, bro, this show starts, and some of you guys, you'll be able to see. I don't have when I'm on video, I don't have a camera pointed down at the table or anything like that, so you can't see. There's no script. There's no script in front of me. I don't have this, you know, these bullet points of things that I want to check off, you know. All right, hour one, I want to talk about this. Now, we do have an NBA segment, and we do have the NFL segment with Boss Hog.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, those are givens every week. We know those segments are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no paper with bullet points. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this, NBA segment, then this, NFL segment, this. No, man, it's off of the top, you know, freestyle, which some people might be like, how can you do that? That's so hard to do. I'm like, dude, it's not really hard to do. It's just, we're just talking like some dudes that sitting at the round table at work. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I, well, I mean, the only thing that I can really think of that comes close to a script is when we're in the chat room and something and a topic comes across.
Oh, yeah. And
we're like, you know what? Hey, we should really talk about that on the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're like, oh, okay. And we talk about it. And then, you know, I mean, like you said, it's not really a script thing. It's more or less, okay, this is something that, you know, we need to address.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then, I mean, and there's no, I mean, we don't sit there and we don't work out, oh, okay, well, we're going to address it this way or that way. I mean, we come in, we talk about it, and wherever the conversation goes, it goes.
Yep.
And, you know, so, and honestly, even if we did have a script,
we wouldn't follow it. We wouldn't follow it. No, I already know that.
We'd follow it for about 5 minutes.
Yep, because I tried that already a couple times. Wrote out that I wanted, you know, that I want to talk about, and the show start, and we hit a couple of them, and then, you know, the conversation get going, and all right, script, that's it, no script, because, you know, sometimes we'll start the show, and I'll be like, we're going to talk some baseball, we're going to talk NHL, we're going to talk this, we're going to talk that, and we never get around to baseball, or we never get around to the NHL because the conversations just took us in other directions. So that's why I kind of like having the segments with the, you know, the correspondents, because I know we're going to talk NFL. I know we're going to talk fantasy football. I know we're going to talk NBA. And I'm looking, you know, coming up for the next, you know, season, I'm looking for somebody to come on and give us a segment on NHL. And then another person, which I wish, it's going to be hard because the person I had in this role before was just so good, but you get a guy like, you know, Blake Cole, who's with us.
Mr. Peter Gammons.
Peter Gammons. I don't know what my man is doing. I'm pretty sure he's successful in doing whatever he's doing. I hope he's still engaged in the last time I spoke to him, he was actually working for a minor league affiliate in his town doing baseball. So,
you know, I tried to look him up a couple weeks ago on Facebook, and he took down his Facebook page and everything like that.
Okay.
So I tried to look because, you know, I'm curious to see how our boy's doing. And folks, there is people that knows baseball. Then there's Blake Cole. Now, Blake Cole, when I tell you his knowledge of the game is second to none.
Bruh, it was.
It's not an exaggeration.
No.
This man was talking about people in single A baseball.
Yeah.
That I never even heard of.
Never even heard
and
of.
Look, I follow baseball. I follow the minors and everything like that. But this man was talking about the low triple A. This man was talking about people that just came out of high school. And this man knew stats. And now, I don't know if he had them right in front of him, or if he had to pull them up on a computer or what. But this man was this man could rattle off stats. And the man knew what he was talking about. I'll be surprised. I'll be honest with you. I'm honestly surprised that he is not on ESPN or Fox or something like that. It actually shocks me this man's knowledge, like I said, for the game of baseball is second to none.
Yeah, I used to tell him all the time, bro. I know you're not – I used to be like, bro, I know you're not going to be here that long because you just – you know, when William Graves says this dude was running off names of people in single A and their stats, and I'm like, this dude is absolutely insane. Like, I doing the segments, he'll be talking and I'll just be listening. And I'm like, dude, every week I learn something. Every week I'm sitting here like in awe because this dude is running off names of players in the lowest of minor leagues. Like, single A, double A, triple A, majors. Every team, not just the team he support, but every single team. How do you do that? How do you do that is beyond me. Never messed up. I called him Peter Gammons, and I used to be like, dude, when you make it, just make sure you give us a shout out because you're that good. He used to be like, nah, man. Listen, Jokers can't do, what you doing right now. This is unheard of. Like, you're not supposed to be able to just have that type of memory. And that was every week, no matter who or what we talked about. It could have been, players on the Rays single A team or players on the Rockies single A team. He knew these dudes and he knew their numbers. He knew everything. He knew everything. But if we can find, somebody like that to go with some baseball talk and NHL. I really want somebody on the cover the National Hockey League because that sport don't get enough. That sport don't get enough recognition.
No, it does not. So, I was going to kind of wait till Boss Hog Sean Naylor called in and everything, get this fire lit.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna go there. Now, listeners, before we start, understand that again, what we say is just our opinions. Now, we use facts to back up our opinions, but like I said, you don't have to agree with us. But